bells ring. Are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight. We're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away.
Kalanana pula Hawaii. Tupama. Pala pala anu nu me kapaka.
Kaulanana pua o Hawaii.
Hey, aloha everybody. It's KP here on, it's on February 8th, 2021, and we're doing a, probably going to do this in pieces, but not that anybody needs to know that. Just wanted to do a show. It's partly, I just felt so kind of just energized and I felt very energized when I came back to the house today, and I got in, and this has happened before, where I get into the house, and then I just realized that, you know, it was snowing, and it was such a beautiful, light, fluffy snow, but kind of thick clusters of snow, and just very light, not windy at all. It was just, so I thought, you know, I felt I'm going to take advantage of this beautiful snow and just enjoy walking and being in this snow. And it was probably, I'd estimate, maybe 4 or 5 inches, 6 inches thick. And it just, but, you know, you could walk through it like nothing. You know, like snow we had a few days, maybe a week or so ago, was very heavy, very dense. And so maybe that's a sign, you know, the energies are lightening up. And, you know, at the time that I went out, I think it was probably about between 5 and 10 degrees Fahrenheit. And I, you know, have a thing now that I kind of have things set up to where, you know, I can keep nice and warm, very warm, all my body. And also, I have, you know, found in the house, there's a baklava, you know, which lets you see out the eyes, and then, but it keeps your face and your neck covered. And so I wore that, and then my toque, my cap that I wear usually when I go out. And but anyway, it was I was very warm, and it was you know, a lot of it's practice, you know, practicing for this. You know, if I were to get stranded or something like that, we don't put any energy into that, but just practice it at how I can walk and be in this environment. And I think it's very, very important. I can tell you it's very, very important right now at least for myself. I don't know about for anybody else. It's up to you to decide. But it's kind of like, you know, we all have our space, our place here. And I'm basically putting energy only into the light. Light right now is, you know, I can say it's very strong. I don't know exactly what that means, but one thing for sure, the snow was so light and fluffy today. It's the kind of snow that probably, you know, songwriters have written songs about. Just a beautiful, beautiful, I mean, to me, I call it beautiful. It was fun to walk in, and it was just a wonderful walk, probably about maybe a 2-mile walk, I'm not sure. But it felt really good, and I will do it again. And a couple days ago, I had a below-zero walk. It didn't get above zero, and I walked in the, whatever it was, 5 below-zero weather. And then the wind was blowing a couple days ago. So I did that, or maybe it was yesterday. I don't remember. But the whole thing is really to, for me, it really helps to get out and enjoy whatever's out there and whatever environment that you know that we're in, we can enjoy it. Enjoy it. The enjoy being in joy with what's there. Being in joy with it. And so that to me is a very, it really helped me to feel better. I mean, when I was going out to coffee today, I had just several things happening, and I'm, you know, I do sometimes I wear glasses, sometimes I wear contacts, and I had one contact in. It was giving me trouble, so I switched out a different, I cleaned it off again and put it back in. And I still had challenges with it, and then I finally put another one in. So anyway, I finally got them worked out, and then I went off to enjoy coffee at Arcidium in St. Charles, and it was just a very light snow. Just really, I didn't know the snow would be there. But part of it is doing, going and doing and being places, doing things I enjoy, we enjoy. To me, that's important, very helpful right now. And it's also doing things, being places that we enjoy and being in the light energy. And to me, the snow is a perfect reflection of what, it's like, okay, well, maybe things have, maybe I've let release some things and allowed this to happen. So, anyway, that walk today, just, you know, I finished it a couple hours ago, but when I came back, it was just, oh my God, the energy is such, just being out there and playing, basically playing in the snow in my own way, it was just a lot of fun. So, I do feel that whatever it is that helps us to lighten up, in other words, raise up in vibration, that joy vibration is very, very, very important. I don't care what's going on. I don't care what's going on around you or in the state that you're in, and if you're in the United States or in the district that you're in or whatever. Whatever they're doing, it's not going to, it cannot take over your spirit. I mean, my spirit is mine. I have sovereignty over my spirit. And I will go where I need to go. And bringing as much as possible light, that vibration of light, where I'm going, where I am. And so, you know, all I can say is that, you know, it's just such a time that I know things are happening around the planet and certain this and certain that's going on. And I'm not even going to say what it is. But certain things, you can say they're opening up or they're closing down or there are new things coming in and all this and all that. And it's like, and it's kind of, you know, I had this kind of a deal where I posted a Simon Parks earlier, and, you know, I just was noting at the very end of what I wrote there a little bit about what he said. You know, personally, I've stepped back from how all this is, quote, supposed to happen. Quite some time ago, I've stepped back from that. And I've stepped back from, okay, this is supposed to happen this day. And it's like, forget it. Ain't doing that anymore. I'm just not doing it. And it's kind of a thing where, you know, I suppose each of us can find our own way. And it's just really just a place where we are responsible for our own, and that's the way I look at it. We're responsible for our own energy space, and that's it. And the rest of it is fine. And things come up here and there that might involve other people in one way or another. But in the end, it's like the only thing I really feel is mine to do in any situation involving individuals is really just to see them in the light. And if they choose to be in the light, you know, it's not like something I can force them to be in the light. I know some people, I constantly, I'm talking to them and they're constantly bringing up a this or a that or a, you know, right now the thing happens to be about COVID, you know. Oh, this happened, oh, blah, 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 blah. And all I can say is, it ain't mine. That's other people, whatever their perception is their perception. And I'm not messing with anybody else's perception, nor am I messing with it, trying to, quote, energetically mess with or interfere with their choices. You know, whatever they choose is theirs. And that's their responsibility. So, and of course, and also one thing about it is people all around can tell you, well, you should tell them something. Or like, I know people occasionally have commented that, you know, well, they always wear a mask around other people because they want them to be comfortable and not bring up the fear. Well, that's maybe that's correct for your situation. In my case, I don't wear a mask. Certain places I don't wear a mask at all. And even if everybody else comes in with a mask, sits at a table wearing the mask, and even though the thing in Illinois is to, and just like other places, is to wear the mask until you sit down at the table and then you can take it off, because the virus won't go anywhere once you sit down at a table. That's the key. So I suppose everybody should carry a table around with them, because as soon as they sit down at the table, it's okay. So it's just so absolutely, totally insane in the sense that it doesn't fit the data. And honestly, I could care less if people see it. I really don't care if people see it or not right now. If people ask me down the road, you know, I'm not sure about this thing. I'm not sure about this virus thing or whatever thing it is. I'm not sure about this, oh, Biden in the White House thing, or I'm not sure about, oh, Trump left and blah, blah, blah. I don't care what it is. It's like that is their deal to work out. You know, for me, like I have said before, my job here is basically to be the light that I am, to be the light that I am, and nothing else. That's it. Nothing else. So, you know, I posted Benjamin Fulford today, and that was another thing I said, oh, crap, I got to get up for that. Honestly, that's what I said. Crap, I got to get up for that. Oh, I got to do this. And, of course, I don't have to get up. I can sleep as long as I want and then put it up. And it's kind of like, you never know what's going to come out of Benjamin. I can't say I don't enjoy what I hear from him, but it's those times when it's like, well, that's great. Everything's another piece of information to me. But a lot of times it's like, oh, God, I'm not here for this. Part of me's not here for this or that, or this person saying that, that person saying this. And it's kind of like, in my mind and for myself, it's as, you know, in every moment, as much as I can do and catch myself, if I'm not there, but to every moment to be the being of light, which I am. That is the deal. So I think I'm going to end this part right chaw. And I'm probably going to get, you know, make a little something wonderful to eat. Soup or something like that tonight. It's nice. Let's see. It's pretty warm today. 7 degrees right now. I think it was not last night, but the night before, it got down to like 14 below Fahrenheit. So that was just the way it is. And so fortunately, the heat works. The furnace here works well at the house. And I've got my little personal individual room ceramic heaters. Got like three of them. And different places, and I just localized the heat to where I want it. But it's just part of being here and doing what I feel I'm here to do and being what I am, a being of light. So, like it or not, that's what I'm here for. That's what I'm doing. So, we'll say aloha to everyone, and if I said I had more to this, I will add it on later. But right now, I think that's what we're gonna end it with. So, aloha. Have a wonderful winter day wherever you are, and enjoy the snow or non-snow wherever you are. And aloha, a hui ho until we talk again. Kapuana, kapoe.